I had our team do an analysis of what things would have been like 5 years over the last 5 years if MPP had been in effect as opposed to the MILC program. And what we found out kind of confirmed what we thought, which is that the MPP is a better deal for dairy producers than MILC was. There would have been significantly higher payouts over a five-year period. So folks need to understand that it may take a year or two for them to see the benefits of this program, but they need to make sure that they're protected against low prices or high feed costs.
MPP is like any insurance product, where investing in a policy today will protect against catastrophic economic consequences tomorrow.
It is actually related to the market. If feed costs nationally go up or prices have come down a little bit, if they come down a lot, folks can basically buy the basic coverage or they can buy up additional coverage so that their operation is protected against either one of those circumstances.
Now, at this point, almost half of all dairy farms in America have made their annual elections for 2016 coverage under the Margin Protection Program. So I asked Secretary Vilsack if he was concerned that only half have enrolled thus far.
No, you know, the reality is that this is an insurance product. It's something new. It's something that folks aren't really quite clear about yet. And over the course of the next couple of years, I'm pretty sure people are going to see the wisdom of signing up. So we thought this was a fairly good reaction in the first year, and we're just hopeful that we'll continue to see more and more producers participate.
Enrolled dairy operations must pay a $100 administrative fee annually to receive basic catastrophic coverage. Greater levels of margin protection are available for a higher premium and then provide expanded coverage based on historic dairy production. Once enrolled, producers can change their levels of coverage each year. So dairy producers are encouraged to review protection options online. You can go to fsa.usda.gov/dairy or just visit your local FSA county office. But again, a reminder, dairy producers have until November 20th to select coverage under the Margin Protection Program.